Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Papaya 9. This is The Island. We are here joined today with a very special guest, our editor.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up?
Kyle Real is here.
Welcome.
And more importantly, Kyle's a guy who's very funny.
There it is.
This is the eulogy.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm watching my own eulogy as I'm like, Neil is bombing at my funeral right now.
Kyle was a man.
Listen. I'll be in the back. I'll clap one time. One time.
He had eyes and ears, and we liked him.
This is an interesting. This is an interesting guest, Kyle here, because you know, there's an unspoken rule in the podcast world.
That's true.
You understand?
That's true.
Is that you don't share your editor.
You don't share.
You don't share.
That's true.
Your editor. This is just what you don't do.
You don't want
in the podcast game.
You don't want the information to get out.
Right.
That's so true. Because now people are gonna be scrambling for you, bro.
Right. You know.
I'm sure my inbox is gonna be flooded.
Right. He actually came out here to get work.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for having me on. If you want to look at my website,
check my LinkedIn.
My resume's on there.
I can cut through a lot of fat. A lot. No, man. It's great. This worked out. You know, we are friends prior to through stand up.
Yes.
And
comedy.
The comedy world out here, and over pandemic, we fucking. I think you offered, I asked, to edit this podcast, and it's just been such a...
Yeah, it's been a fun run. It's been a fun
it's
ride.
It's been something, man. Right. It's been something.
And, dude, thank you for jumping on board, too, man.
Of course, dude. I like what you guys have here at the island. Yeah. I like the chemistry.
Thank you.
The papayan vibes, you know?
Have you guys had a papaya?
I think I have.
I can look at your skin and tell you've never had papaya. You've never had. I can look at your skin.
Here's the thing. I can't say yes or no because maybe at some point it slipped in a smoothie or something.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. That's
only by accident.
Yeah. Never intentionally.
Surprise.
No, you had cantaloupe. Like that's what it was. It was cantaloupe.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
Papaya.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. I think we've talked about cantaloupe before on this podcast, but it is the lesser of orange fruits.
Yes. It's the bottom of the pyramid, right?
For sure.
It is.
It's the pariah, for sure. The untouchables.
For sure.
There's too many of them. They're producing them at too high of a rate.
Now, we do, I will say this, you know, when me and Neil are recording this, man, you know, Neil always says how bad he feels for you. Neil always expresses how bad he feels for you.
Well, no, but the truth.
I just say that means a lot, Neil. I appreciate
no, he really does.
Understanding.
The first thing he thinks about.
Empathizing with me.
I look into the camera. You can see how it looks.
I'm sorry.
Please stay.
It's that Sarah McLachlan music. Please stay.
Yeah, I do have to cut that out of every episode.
Oh man, but oh geez, no, because the thing was, I tried to edit the first episode,
right?
And going through that, I was like, we need to outsource this immediately.
Hard.
I understood outsourcing immediately in that moment.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Like, Bill called me immediately. He was just like, dude, I just tried. It's like I can't do it.
It's like I gotta
can wear you down, I think. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's just the...
It's a lot of looking at yourself, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
It's the mental thing.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing.
Yeah.
But this is what you do. You're an editor, right? Aren't you like this? Yeah. Isn't this what you do professionally?
Yeah. I do like video editing and stuff. I used to work at the Laugh Factory. I did like video editing there for their Instagram and stuff.
Dude, you did... Man, you posted that thing on Twitter, man. That thing killed me, man. You did your set in front of the director.
Oh, in front of Zack Snyder.
Yeah. Bro, run that by. I mean, did you know it was Zack? You didn't know it was Zack until actually the end.
Yeah, exactly. I was just.
And where was this?
It was at a open space theater. It was Mike Falzone's show. Shout out to Mike Falzone. He does this like crowd work show. Right. And the whole concept of the show is everyone just talks to people in the crowd. And I was like, towards the end of the show, most people in the front have been selected, so I kind of was like pointing in the dark, and just asked this guy what his name was, and I could tell like immediately like he hated that I was talking to him. And I was like, well, this is a crowd work show, so like that's funny. Like, why are you here if you don't want people to talk to you? Right. Whatever.
He sits so close to the front.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like third row. I mean,
did he have a Superman shirt on too?
Yeah, he's like Clark Kent. He has glasses and stuff. No, yeah, I had no idea. And like, I get it. Like in retrospect, it's like, if you don't want to be like called out in front of everyone and then everyone like talks to you after the show or whatever.
Right.
But in the moment, it's just like, who is this guy? Like, whatever. But yeah, I didn't know until after someone came up to me and they're like, no, that was really him. I just thought maybe it was someone like messing with me, like fucking with me.
Oh, so you didn't meet up with him after? There was no like link afterwards?
I did though. Yeah. Someone came up to me and they're like, it was really him. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I was like, I wasn't sure. And that they confirmed it. And then so like I went outside and he apologized. Profusely. I was like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Snyder.
Oh, by the way, I wrote this spec for a superhero movie called Kyle. It's about a dude whose superpowers being really chill and like cool to hang out with. If you're interested.
Oh, he's an editor by day.
Oh my god, dude! I should write this now.
was he cool? Was he like, you know, he was like, oh, it's
no,
okay, man.
Yeah, he was such a good sport about it. He kind of like came up to me and he like grabbed me by. This was actually before I met up with him outside. He was like walking out of the room, and he like grabbed my shoulders and he was like playfully like, oh, why did you do that like that? And I was like, okay. And then I realized it was him, like for real, someone told me it was him. And then I like went out there and yeah, I was just talking to him. I was like, thanks for being a good sport. And he was like, no, it's totally fine. Yeah, he was a good dude about it.
Nice.
He took a picture of me.
You're probably blackballed and now we're sitting
here. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then he like, as soon as he gets in his car, he like tells his assistant.
He calls his assistant.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Kyle Real. Yeah. Just hangs up the phone. Like, what does that mean?
It's just someone zip tied to a desk in Hollywood. Some college intern.
Because people really don't know, man. You know, at these kind of shows, because people directors, they do show up to shows, but that's very few. Like they don't go out to shows a lot at all. Maybe once a year. That's probably the only stand up show he's been to all year. Maybe in two.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like I've done shows next to the Netflix building, not one executive, not even an assistant,
not even
the janitor, like just not, you understand?
Right. Yeah, no, it was a one in a million thing too. Cause I, at one point he was like, what movie directors do you know that are named Zack? And I just off the top of my head was like Zack Snyder. I didn't like see him or anything and think it was him. It was totally random that he was. That was actually him. And I
was
like,
that's crazy.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
I can tell you
right
now.
That part blew my mind. Wow. Dude, I couldn't comprehend it.
The fact that you were able to recall that, though, so quick and actually say Zack Snyder.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's pretty like.
Well, Neil, it was a traumatic experience. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I watched, you know, my dreams get murdered in front of me. I mean, it was a good set, you know.
Yeah. No, it was. It was a good set.
No, it was a good set. But, you know, it ruined my career. Yeah. So, you know.
They can watch it on your Twitter. You posted the video.
Yeah, check it out. I have it on TikTok, Instagram.
Oh, dude,
no,
yes. Also, your TikTok took off over the pandemic.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, it was helped by the Zack Snyder video for sure.
Right.
But been posting more in there and just trying to have fun with the new fun Gen Z format. You know what I mean? Just adapting to the new platform.
Yeah. You do a smart thing because it's like you do a lot of like reaction videos to other people.
Right.
And I think that's such a good vehicle for stand-ups.
Right.
It's like,
you just comment
tags. Yeah, you roast a thing or
right.
whatever.
Or do like an act out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's very accessible and it's like an evergreen thing. And you can I like to find like weird videos that a lot of people haven't seen. And just like so there's a little bit of an art to like finding them.
Yeah.
Which takes a lot of just mining, just like scrolling.
What do you mean? Do you look by like seeing what's trending or do you
No,
you
not even that. Just like anything that's like super weird that I find that doesn't have a lot of views.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. I know like no one's like reacted to this.
Dude, that's like every
own.
Clip on our Instagram page.
Right.
What's up?
Yeah.
Just yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just like, you know, like weird and like not a lot of views.
Yeah.
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 So yeah. I'll do a react video to
She literally has every video on her page.
Yeah.
She's like shaving bologna, a big block of bologna.
No, but that's fun. And then I like making little sketches on there sometimes.
Yeah, man.
Super dope, man. Just trying to figure it out still.
Yeah.
You remember when we thought TikTok was going to be shut down?
Right. Oh, yeah. I hated that.
There was that day. Right.
That felt crazy. When that happened, I was like, this has become very personal to me now. Like, I feel like Trump on a personal level is like, fuck your life. Like, the one social media platform I've had success with trying for like 5 years, and then they're like, well, actually, fuck that one. Just like waking up to that. I hated that so much. Dude,
man,
that shit sucked.
That was like what, a day or two or three days? Or was like, oh
yeah,
shit,
it was wild. It was up in the air. They're like, we're gonna take it away, and then they're like, here's a date, we're gonna decide by then. It was a lot of just like putting it off. I think now it's fine.
Yeah,
I think it seems fine. They opened up. Clear. They got one in America, right? Like a TikTok America.
Yeah, I think so. I think the CEO is American now or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's
anyways.
I mean, people are just cool with the Chinese having their information.
I don't care.
People are
I don't care. If that's what it is, I don't care. I've already decided.
I don't have anything.
That's what I come, like, for me in conspiracy theories, like, I'm not even saying that's a conspiracy theory, because that wouldn't surprise me.
I think it's just very real.
Yeah, it could totally be real.
Right.
But just in general, when people like are speculating about stuff that hasn't been confirmed publicly or whatever, I generally am usually just like, I just don't even care. Even if
it's
real,
confirmed.
I don't care.
It's literally confirmed.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But again, I have nothing. Like, it's like, you know, like, I'm black. They don't want me. it's Kyle. Really, you're the one.
they only if you can play basketball. Right. Only if you're Stephon Marbury.
I'm telling you right now, when they come here, I'm not going to cover for you either.
I get it. Yeah, dude, I'm not even, no hard feelings. Yeah,
he was here last week. We were recording. He's an editor by day.
I'm like leaving. You're like taking pictures of my license plate in my car and stuff. I'll see you later. Yeah.
Jonas draws an artist rendering of you.
Yeah.
I remember it. That's interesting, because Jonas, you don't have social media, but your face is all over the internet. Because we post these clips all the time.
I've seen the photos. It's funny because, like, I'm the one guest you guys have had on that probably knows you guys better than anybody.
Yeah.
I've watched every episode.
Crazy.
Guys, he sees the stuff that we don't put up. You understand? Like, that's...
I know the B-sides, right. The C-sides. Yeah. I know the hits. I know
dirty
the hits.
Yeah, you're going to extort us one day.
I have a whole blackmail file on my computer.
Oh, my God.
Cancelable quotes just all over it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a sizzle reel. I've cut together.
Sizzle reel. Oh, my God.
He has, like, career-ending stuff in his disposal.
Being an editor is, like, it's a brilliant move. It's a blackmail artist.
Absolutely.
Those Jonas doing that Japanese accent. I'm pretty sure that actually made it.
That
made
will take away my SNL. That, dude.
At least you can prepare for it.
Yeah.
You know? It's true.
Yeah.
At least you know. At least the bar's already been set. You know, the bar's been set. Speaking of bars being set, man, a new bar has been set. In the world of spelling bees.
Wow. Here we go. Neil, you going to try to run around.
The Scripps spelling bee.
You going to try to run around.
Run around what?
Neil, you know what we have to talk about.
Well, let me see. That was smooth. That was smooth.
Yeah.
You think.
Wait.
Now you got to go. It's on you now. The ball's been passed to you.
No, Neil. I mean, you know, we have Kyle here.
Yeah.
I just feel like we got to talk about, you know, what's going to happen in the future.
Wow,
just halted whatever momentum.
I think it's time for a PSA.
Absolutely.
Halted.
Just a moment of silence, everybody, for
Kyle's a guy with hair. He had a TikTok video.
He was an editor by day.
That would be hilarious.
I'm leaving the island, man.
Yeah.
Taking a sabbatical from the island. I'm going to the grad school in New York, man.
Yeah.
So, dear viewers, all 83 of you, we're gonna switch to Zoom. That's right. We're gonna keep this show going because we care about friendship.
Yeah.
And having something to do.
Well, you know, when Neil told me this, you know, I had my doubts about the Zoom format.
Mm-hmm.
I had my doubts about, primarily because I've done a few Zoom shows, you know.
Right.
And I was like, if it's going to be anything like this, I'll just quit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no pressure's on.
Right. I got to give some laughs. Right. Oh, my God. Well, most Zoom shows, there were some shows that were like, all right, audience is muted. So there was no, like, over feedback of, like, what you were doing. So that you taking away, like, to me, like, 50 to 60% of stand-up right. is the audience reacting to right. your shit
the
immediately.
Time is off, too. The time is
yeah.
off.
Yeah, yeah. So this already is that in a way. We don't have an audience, right. you know, that's responding. We're just talking, so.
It'll be good. We'll figure
it out. I think it'll be fine, yeah, you
there's
know.
There's certain websites you can use other than Zoom that have, like, no real latency problems.
Mm-hmm.
I've used them before, but you know,
right?
It'll one way or another, we'll figure it out.
Are you gonna do this through the dark web? Like, what's that? what are you gonna do,
guys? We're gonna figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why you have to keep asking questions about it. I'm gonna handle it. Okay.
Kyle's in talks with China.
What program does ISIS use?
Windows 2030.
He's like, you guys, I have a great guest for you this week. Got this great ISIS recruiter,
Ahmed Al
Jazeera. Eloquent. Very good at recruiting.
Eloquent, man. You gotta, dude.
You should give him a platform.
I love that, dude. Just like an ISIS recruiter, like a guy with like a skateboard and a backwards hat. Just like. In yeah. fucking Georgia.
Just like
hey,
showing
dude,
up.
What's up, man? Hey, I like to hang out. Do you like sports cards? I have a sports card. Hey. I have a group of friends. We talk about sports cards. And you hang out. You know, kill for God. You know what I mean?
So everything's worked out on the East Coast. You're gonna start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we'll start the ISIS chapter out there.
Right. Yeah, you can start. Dog, you've also been incorporating music. You've also mm-hmm. incorporated music in the app,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
started that during the pandemic. You do clips
yeah.
anyway. You do clips anyway.
I do the clips? Yeah, yeah. the clips online.
Great.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. just like...
You made the music for this show.
Yeah.
I made the music for the show.
This is what you do.
Song.
That was one of the first things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was yeah. my idea, by the way. That was my idea.
There was.
You produced it.
Yeah.
You were the, yeah. Jonas was in the studio like...
You're playing a completely different song on your headphones.
Oh my gosh, man. Yeah. Yeah. You were just like, you know that video of Timbaland and Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Like, Timbaland shows Jay-Z like dirt off your shoulders. And it's just like a, it's like an office level yeah. like zoom on Jay-Z. And he's just,
yeah. Like the first time you heard it,
yeah. And then it just cuts to Timbaland. He's dancing. He's got like a jug of right. like pink drink.
Oh yeah, he was behind the piano, right?
Yeah,
he was
yeah.
Really
just
big. He was really fat then.
He was well, yeah.
Yeah.
Timberland. But yeah, dude, we started the looping thing over pandemic. Started this podcast over pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, things grow and fucking change and yeah. move. You yeah. know.
This was originally Neil's idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
yeah we thought of doing this podcast before the pandemic.
Yeah.
You told me about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
The pandemic kind of gave everyone an opportunity to think about stuff like this and wanting to do it.
Right.
I think.
But we wanted to do it before the pandemic.
Right.
Right.
But we just as well could have not. Like.
I just think it gave people a catalyst to do stuff because right. like, you have all this time now or like
right.
you can't hang out with anyone. So it's like maybe just put it into like, creative endeavors or
right.
whatever. That's how I feel about my shit.
That's definitely it.
Yeah, I don't think that I would have had any success like online if it wasn't for the pandemic because I didn't
right.
even care about any of that stuff. And then the pandemic happened. And I was like, can't do stand up. So I might as well just like post stand up clips.
Right.
It's dude, like kind
dude,
of.
The pandemic has made a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
The pandemic has made yeah. a lot of, I mean, even for people who aren't entertainers, just look at like crypto, like 18-year-old millionaires now
yeah.
off of GameStop.
Right.
And like stocks and stuff.
Right. Shorting the stocks.
So,
and everything, yeah.
yeah, dude.
Maddie's deep into that.
Really?
She's deep into the stock game, the GME. And
wow.
and
Maddie, you want to talk about stocks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ride the wave, dude. I can't even look at my crypto wallet anymore.
Really?
It's like looking at a friend that just did you dirty. That, you know, your friend that just called
Why
you a
racist.
Are
you looking at me, Neil?
No, not at all. But you did convince me to get into it. But
listen,
I was excited about it.
Listen.
But now
just wait.
We're going to have to wait. It's going to be...
No, you put your money in Doji?
No, I didn't do Doji.
You did V-Chain mainly,
V.
right?
V was doing
you
great.
You had Cardano.
Had Cardano, got rid of that, and that went up. Just the bit in the Ethereum, just... It's tough to look at.
Right.
You know?
It'll go back.
It has to go back. Because you look at the graphs of like...
You're saying like a desperate man. Like on the roof of a building. It has to go back up, Kyle. You don't understand. It has to.
The wind's blowing really hard.
Right.
Yeah. Your ties.
So, but that's what it is. It's the long game, right? It's about just...
Yeah.
Right. I'm not buying anymore. I'm just holding.
Yeah, just hold.
Just holding.
Just hold.
Hold the fort.
I don't believe in selling at a loss, you know?
You can't.
Ride it out.
Yeah. Well, we're young enough you could ride it out.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know? Do you guys... Back on like the pandemic and then we're transitioning back into regular life a little bit more. Society is coming back. Stand-up in particular is like back. Do you guys have any it's kind of weird because we all kind of developed our little cocoon during the pandemic.
Yeah, for sure.
And now it's like, okay, I got to step back out into the world. How's that been for you guys?
Do you
want to
go?
Yeah, I mean, you're the guest.
You go.
I'm looking at both of you equally.
Yeah. I'll go. It's been a little weird for sure. I still feel like I'm knocking some of the rust off, but I'm writing a lot more. I'm starting to go to more mics and stuff throughout mm-hmm, the week, mm-hmm. and I feel comfortable with it. I will say I went to Atlanta a couple weeks ago and did some shows there, and that was great. It was super fun. It was just overwhelming almost to do comedy inside again with 100 people and stuff. Like going from that, doing comedy at an outdoor show at a park,
yeah,
where that's your norm, to that you're like, whoa, this is so different and better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You could feel laughter.
Yeah. So that was cool, but I still feel like I think everyone's gonna take a little bit long. It's gonna take everyone a little while to get back to their form, I think.
Yeah.
Just taking a year off, I think, is, I don't know, it sets you back.
Do you think, I mean, well, that's my question is what from the isolation do we take into society? I think there was a part of me that was it's going to be great. Everyone's going to be excited to see each other again and whatever. And it's going to be this renewed love for humanity, right. But it hasn't been like that at all.
People
man.
Just tired.
It's like we're all it feels tired. More like this. We all acknowledge that there's not a lot of time left. Shit is just flimsy.
But also, it's like a thing in the back of your mind. Like I don't know about everyone else, but your mind is kind of that's time gone. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so you just kind of have to look forward. But it was weird because I was like, you know, there were comics who were in California able to get stage time even in the quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so, I mean, I was able to do it a few times.
Right.
And then when I saw that, my stand-up was okay, I was just like, oh, I just stopped panicking. I was all
right,
I'll just get to this when we're ready.
When it's ready, right.
You know, but
right.
I have this podcast now. I'm writing other stuff. It's like, it's
right.
other.
Right.
You're working the muscles.
Right. It's other creative
totally.
Outlets.
Totally.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You guys do different things, though. That's I think, what helps, too. You understand?
Right. Right.
He'll just three, four things.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You do three, four things.
Right.
You do one thing. But you but
you do one thing with the confidence that all I need is this one thing.
Yeah.
I'm good at it then.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's very you take away something different for sure.
Yeah, I definitely feel like stand up mm-hmm. for me has been it's been doing more shows and stuff, doing the road has been super dope.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't feel like I'm grinding as hard when I'm back in LA.
Right.
Because then I'm working on music or the podcast and I'm having to pack and stuff now too.
Right.
Do you, I wonder what that's going to.
Do you guys think about any missed opportunities?
Like during the pandemic?
Before it was just like, you know, because there were all those missed opportunities that you missed out on because you were just like, you know, just like,
yeah,
fuck, like just too late, whatever the fuck it was.
Right, when you get that text that like, I don't know, like Chappelle's in the OR.
Right.
Come through, man. He's talking to all the comics. He's doing a Q&A with all the comedians, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just any shit like that.
Right.
When you're like, ah, man, I already crossed the 101. Like, right. Right. Chappelle will be there again.
Right. Right. You know? And then it's like, yeah, it's like you missed. Dude, I heard stuff like that about The Cellar too. Like there would be nights where they would just like put comics up.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had to be there.
You just had to be there.
And I knew comics who were told like, it's like, yo, you should come out. And it was just like, oh, I didn't feel like going out.
Yeah.
It's like past like four comics.
Right. Right.
You're just sitting there crying. You've been out there for 2 years.
Right.
You know, it's so for sure there's something to take away.
Yeah.
Something to take away. You know. Do you think Neil, you think you're gonna take away, do you feel like there's anything that you'll take away from LA? Like, you understand, in terms of how you go out there? You know,
take away from LA.
Yeah, like
what lessons have you learned here?
Okay.
Like, yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much just like don't trust anybody. everyone's trying to swindle you in this life.
Honestly, that's a good mindset to have going to New York, I think.
Yeah,
be tough. Just be tough.
Yeah,
you know? It's like you're going to prison. You got to be the toughest guy there. You know?
Yeah,
that's the thing, bro. I'm not like tough presenting, so I got to find some like white circles. You know, I got to get around with some white circles.
Right.
You know,
just go to Brooklyn, dude.
Yeah,
that's
right. Just no, I think people generally are pretty. You know, people are generally pretty.
I don't
know.
The thing about Neil though, man. Neil has a demeanor like he's gonna stick out there. Like, I mean, one New Yorker is just gonna have a conversation with him and realize, all right, this guy's not from here. Let's rob him. You know what I'm saying? Like someone is gonna put two and two together. You understand? Like he's like, all right, he's not. You're just way too chill, man. Yeah. You understand? So I. You know, that's the thing, too. That's, you know, for sure. Like, you can act up. I think Neil give it away.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I appreciate that, Jonas. Appreciate your confidence in me as a man and a friend.
Dude, Jonas is going to, like, text you a bunch, like, the first week you're there and be like, are you okay, dude?
Yeah.
Like, he's just checking in.
And by Labor Day, I'm not going to hear anything from him.
You're dead to me.
I've been living on your couch this whole time.
It's my podcast now, Neil. I have the set.
He hasn't heard from me in months. I'm sleeping on his bed.
Just a video of a time lapse, like a live time lapse of Jonas sleeping on the couch. No, man, I feel like I'm about to say like, yeah, I don't think I'll get robbed, and then I'm seeing like in the future somebody watching it and immediately going, oh, I'm gonna rob that guy. I will find him and rob him.
He's too trusting.
We almost got robbed in India once, and I think that was like a you know, there's a certain energy. If you engage with somebody that you can just tell they don't have your best intentions.
Yeah.
But I do gotta get like a, I don't know, like a whistle.
Dude.
Let me get a whistle.
Maybe.
Get like some an mace. Old cop whistle. Oh, mace would be good.
Or like a taser or some shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know?
I just play the rapper Mace. I play Welcome Back. On a Bluetooth speaker, I hold it out.
And then you just get robbed immediately.
Yeah.
Like, what? What are you doing? I don't even understand what's happening. We're going to take that. Take your speaker.
I have absolute faith in you, man. I have absolute faith.
Yeah, it sounds like it, dude. Sounds like it.
No, but I really do. It sounds like 100%. I do. I have 100%.
You sound like you're going to rob me.
No. As soon as you land, all right, he's there.
Here's his address. He gave it to me.
That fool. Oh my god, man.
Dude, you're moving there for education, man. Speaking of education, man.
Okay, thank you. Great. Keep going.
Here we go. Look out. Nice. Transition.
Listen.
Smooth. Smooth.
Listen. I'm on your side, Neil. I'm on your side.
And, so's the AC, sounds like it.
So, man, dude, speaking of education, man, you know, for the past 300 years, Indians have ruled the spelling bee competition.
300.
Yeah, for the past 300.
Yeah, since before the inception of...
English, yes.
Of English.
Absolutely, yes. They have dominated, and for the first time in history, since the cavemen, they have been updated, and Neil is there live. Right.
Thanks, Jonas. I'm here live at the graveyard site, the National Script Spelling Bee. The demise and disappointment here reeks in the air, Jonas.
Wow.
An Indian American has not won the spelling bee for the first time in 300 years. I'm getting reports in now that there is a brawl outside amongst different aunties and uncles in the parking lot.
Wow.
Over question. The spelling. Jonas, I'm going to have to get out there.
Quick question, Neil. Now, are they dumping the bodies next to the dead COVID patients? What's happening out there? What's happening out there?
Yes, some of the contestants that were eliminated were immediately murdered by their families. The bodies are being placed next to the stage, and there's some sort of fire ritual happening.
Wow.
Next to it.
Fire ritual.
Wow.
And one of the judges is wanting to speak on camera. But we're not going to have that, right?
No. We'll just turn to the police. Kyle?
Oh, man. Oh, God. I wish I wasn't the police right now.
Cop that doesn't want to be a cop.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know why I pulled you over.
Do you just want to talk? the cop who just pulls people over just to talk to him? Oh, yeah.
Shit is hard out here, huh?
Have you ever been in love before?
I wrote this screenplay. It's a rom-com about a cop named Kyle.
How many scripts can we have? This is just, we're just like generating ideas for scripts I'm going to write.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One of them are going to stick for sure.
Oh, yeah.
100%. At this rate, something's right. going to stick.
But, this is genius.
But, now, right. listen, speaking of scripts, at the Scripps National Spelling Bee,
here we go.
History was made.
Professional.
By Zyla Avant-Garde.
Yes.
The first African-American ever to win. And the first female African American ever to win the spelling bee, Jonas.
Yeah.
have the final word that Zyla spelled, and I would like for you to spell it.
Yeah. So her final word.
The word is Mariah.
It's Mariah.
Mariah.
Can you say it in a sentence?
The final word of the contest is right. Mariah.
All right, so it's M U R R.
Remember our rehearsal, Jonas. We ran this, Jonas.
I see my dad in the stands.
He's like mouthing it to you, like.
Yeah, just a dad with a big ass dictionary.
No, my dad would just have a belt in his hand. No, it'd be nothing encouraging. So I went with Murraya.
That is correct.
That is correct.
That is correct. Wow.
Wow. Congratulations. You just won this. My hand's so sweaty. I'm so sorry.
That's
the
fine.
Clammiest hand.
I'm the first African American male to win the.
That's right.
Is that true?
Yeah. It would be.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge. That's a huge deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah,
this podcast is about to blow up.
No, for sure. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write that on Wikipedia right now. Yeah.
Jonas, are you like a good speller in general?
Dude, I used to be.
What do you mean used to?
Dude, spelling was like my number one. Like,
really?
Yeah, dude. It was killing me.
They were eyeing you at Scripps. There's just a big control room. Yeah. With just cameras at your school.
I'm just a fat one-year-old with a bow tie. Just crushing these spelling.
Some big-ass lollipop. One of those rainbow swirl ones. T-A-S-T-Y.
Dude. Anything with words, man. It just worked for me, man. You know, history.
Anything with words.
English. Anything with words, like I was just like, whatever.
It's a gift of gab, huh?
Yeah, I just liked it, you know. Mm. You were good at math and science, right?
I was, man. Mm-hmm. I was, and then that shit fell off for me hard.
Wow.
Or with geometry. I was like, oh, math is over for me.
Really?
Yeah. I still took all the, you know, you take all the classes because you have to.
Did you take calculus?
Yeah. Wow. Horrible at calculus.
I was terrible at math too, man. You did? That was my worst subject. Yeah.
Wait. What math did you take?
Oh man, just like the lowest I possibly could. I don't even remember all of them.
Is that arithmetic?
So my parents finger my math report card. Yeah, yeah. Arithmetic 101.
Every page is just finger.
yeah. This many. I can answer by saying this many.
Every answer is this many.
Yeah. It was like calculus and trigonometry, but it was like the lowest levels of them that I could take. And then in college, I tested out of math somehow. It was multiple choice, and I'm just like really good at multiple choice, and I just figured out all the answers, I guess. Yeah. I just guessed right, probably, and I tested out of math. I never had to take it in college, even though I was terrible at it.
Wow.
It was very clutch.
Yeah, so, I didn't like that about, like, trig is like, it's so like, tell me the rules. Tell me the rule that was used. What theorem is this?
Right, you have to, like, prove everything.
Prove it. It's already been proved. What am I proving this for?
I don't, it's like this weird, like, obsessive need to, like, show your work.
Why
do I need to show my work all the time? I don't have to do that with anything else. Yeah, it is just, either it's just, like,
I teach it was weird, like, if you showed the work any other way other than how they showed you,
right.
Wrong. Like, the answer would be the same.
Right.
Wrong.
How you got there was wrong.
Dude, I would sometimes get the answer right.
Doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Listen, I wrote what I wrote.
Yeah. There was times where
it's mine.
Did I cheat? It doesn't matter.
I feel like there were times where I got the answer right somehow. Like, I knew it somehow, but I couldn't remember how I got there.
Right.
And then I'd have to try to reverse engineer, like, the work. And I just, like, kind of, I try to make it so complicated, my handwriting so shitty that I couldn't tell, like, it didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's like, if I get the answer right, like, fuck. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
Dude, that's real.
You see, down south is weird. See, because my high school is in the country. So I didn't like math. But and what made it worse was all my math teachers were racist. So it didn't.
That sounds rough. Yeah. I would not like math either.
Every time.
Jesus, dude. He gives you 3/5 of the grade that you're supposed to get.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All of them, dude. All of them, dude. Like, I just hated it so much. Fuck. So I just.
Did he, like, single you out? Were there any other black kids in your class?
No. there were others. I mean, there were others, but I just wasn't feeling it, man.
Damn.
But then I took it again in college, and then when I took physics 2, I was like, "Oh, I get it now."
Yeah. You just didn't have a racist teacher.
Right.
Right. Where did you go to college?
So I actually went to USF. So that's
South Florida?
Yeah, South Florida and Tampa.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. That's where one of Michael Jordan's sons went.
Oh no! He went to UCF, which was like an hour away.
UCF,
that's the Knights, right?
Yeah, Central. Right, yeah. So he went there.
Y'all the Bulls?
The Bulls. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And dude, like people knew his son. Like his son was like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think he could have gone to USF? He's like, I can't go to a place called the Bulls.
The
comparison would be
like,
too strong.
No.
Just a big ass cigar. He's like, I wouldn't do that.
Number 23 Bulls jersey. Yeah. That's retired.
Actually, I did not think about that at all.
Yeah, no, I didn't either.
I did not think about that.
Out of it now, yeah.
Wow.
Man. But yeah, man.
He's
I don't know.
I took that personal.
Yeah, I was like,
and
I
smoking a fat cigar.
Right.
He like goes back to school with other like other colleges in that division just to like dunk on his kid.
No, Michael Jordan would just buy the school.
Yeah,
right.
Just end the basketball program.
End the program.
Yeah, you don't have a team anymore.
He just goes and deflates all the basketballs with a knife.
Kills all their scholarships.
Oh my
horrible.
Gosh, man!
It's horrible.
I tell you what, though, I Zayla, she got a bunch of scholarship offers, full ride scholarships to I think 14 universities.
Wow, that's so, man.
Master dribbler.
Yeah.
Yes.
World record holder.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Of the dribbling.
She's a Renaissance woman. She's got all these talents.
She's avant garde.
Yeah. I was watching a video. She was just like, there's this video of her like she turned like 12 or 13 or something, and she just woke up and she goes, today's my birthday and I feel like breaking the Guinness World Records today. And she, so literally, like, the officiator comes over and she just dribbles for like hours and like breaks a record.
Wow. That's some goat shit right there. Yeah, just right. Casually just calling. That's just Babe casually. Ruth, like, pointing yeah. to the home run.
On your birthday, too.
Bag. On her birth. Yeah. She's like, I don't know. I just feel like it.
I feel like it.
She's what like the night before, she's like, have the cameras rolling in the morning.
It's tomorrow.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I wake up and decide to go back to bed. She's like making changes.
Right.
Like,
you make the Guinness World Record.
Here's the
sleep.
Real question. Because I do feel like, because obviously, like, that's awesome talent and stuff. I do feel like we hear about kids like this all the time. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 10 years, 15 years later, it's like we never really hear what happens with them. Mm. I would love to see, like, where she ends up 10 years from now. You know what I mean? Like, she has, like, so much potential.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, like, she's game.
Right. She's interested in, like, aerospace, things like that. And, you know, the species is going to space. So
right.
Yeah. She'll be at least on her way out.
Do you think we're really going to go to space? Do you think we'll be able to, like...
Oh, yeah, man. Space colonization?
Yeah.
It's happening right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like
first
the beginning of it.
Yeah, we're probably hundreds of years away.
The hype train is starting.
It's starting.
So you don't think we'll probably experience it?
No, I don't think we will.
Like, I think it'll be out of our price range. Like, it will, because it's going to be like $500,000 for a ticket or something.
Damn, dude.
Probably.
But it's a one-way ticket.
Sure, sure. But you got to, you know.
One-way ticket to where?
To just out there. You just get popped out.
Dude,
I'm going to
tell you right now. If this thing becomes available to the public, there's going to be a lot of black people left on Earth.
Oh, there's going to be, 100%. Yeah. They're not going to bring many black people with them.
No, just black people won't go. Like, we're just not going to space. We're not going to space.
Honestly, smart. Smart
move.
Yeah. Get down from there. We're not going to space.
Yeah.
You understand that? No, that's crazy. I mean, because you saw Richard Branson went on the thing.
Yeah.
And it was just like, he wasn't even sure. Like, he wasn't even
Richard
sure.
Richard Branson's doing that. I saw he did a video that was supposed to be like an inspiring post.
Yeah.
Like, to the child, he was out there like, to the children down on earth. And then he looked out the window like, shit, I should be down there. I was once a child down there
so
in the safety of gravity.
Yeah.
And he brought two women up there with him too.
He did.
And you know, he suggested it.
Right.
Like, for sure.
Well, would that be called like the Thousand Mile Club or something?
Right.
You know, that's such a CEO thing to do.
It is.
I'm gonna make this whole thing about me, and when we get up there at the climax, I'm gonna climax.
Right. It's not Virgin Airlines anymore.
Yeah, it comes down. The sign changes. It's like fucked airlines, like slutty airlines.
Slutty
and shit.
Airlines.
That's how he takes every flight. He has to go with two women, make sure they don't have families.
I mean, he's a billionaire. They're probably trafficked in. You know.
Did you watch the thing? Did you watch the thing? Like the actual camera of him, like while it was like breaking the sound barriers.
No.
Dude, he when it broke the sound barrier, like he went oh.
Like, dude,
because the thing shakes and he's so unsure.
He's like, there's funny a second where he thinks he's gonna die
every time. Yeah. Like, you hear like,
oh, it's so funny. It's so much funnier because he's British.
Yeah,
right.
Like a British person being really, oh, no.
It's like so Jinkies. Goofy sounding. Yeah. It's like a cartoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, I mean, that's literally what he did, though. He spent all that, like, millions of dollars just to make a vlog. That's what he did.
Wow.
He was like, going to space adventure. He made a YouTube video of him going to space.
What do you guys think would happen if all the billionaires had went out there at once and never came back down?
I would love that.
That'd be great.
Get them out of here.
You're fine.
Get them out of here.
How are they going to get their money?
Huh?
Yeah, we'll just take all their stuff.
We'll just take their stuff.
We'll
you know
sell the houses.
How quickly people would ransack Bezos' mansion?
Dude, I'm running up every Tesla store.
You should.
Dude, I'm taking
the model out
the showroom. You hear me?
That's the thing with like a lot of dystopian movies. There's never the dystopian movie about like the part where we have all the amenities of Earth.
Right.
And then there's just like people probably creating forts and shit, like in mansions in Bel Air, and then like just taking all the cars.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
it's always already desolate.
Yeah, well, well, in California, you have to understand, you know, the earthquake is going to get to all that. So ain't nobody going to get nothing here. But for everywhere else, for
if
sure.
It's an earthquake. But oh, that, yeah. That's probably the most likely thing, right?
Yeah. I Wasn't know. There an earthquake last night?
Oh, I What's don't
there?
Know.
Is there earthquake?
They're happening a lot now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel it.
Yeah.
You know, when people, like, stuff, like, natural disasters happen, people are like, oh, yeah, it's the season.
Yeah.
It's like, the season's getting long.
That's like a while. It's people don't know.
10 much. Months.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fire season for 10 months out of the year.
Yeah, out of the year.
Yeah.
LA, people don't know, like, LA gets like a lot of like micro earthquakes, kind of, or yeah. Just yeah. Shakes a little bit.
Tremors.
And you both are numb to it by now.
I haven't felt it. Last year on the 4th of July, I remember those two. Remember those two that were back to back? Like one day after the other?
Yeah.
That shit was
yeah,
crazy.
I felt a couple of them.
Yeah.
And I've been like, okay, this is a little scary. We woke right, up to one a couple months ago. It was pretty scary.
You, one of two things happens. You either like, yes, let me like vocalize what's happening, or right. You just accept death.
Right.
I'm the silent type. Right. I just Dude, feel it. I'm like, yep, this is it.
How many times wow. In your life.
Oh, you guys are that comfortable.
How many times in your life have you had to do that where either you're like on an airplane and no. It's like going crazy yeah. Or like an earthquake or like some kind of shitty, like a crazy storm or some shit. And you're just like, I might die. It's totally out of my control.
Yeah.
Nope. Not me.
That's no. Happened to me once on a plane.
Yeah, it's happened to me on a plane.
A flight dropped a for like times. Four Mississippis, but that's forever on a plane.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I like
yeah.
How it was so dramatic. You're like, a flight dropped for like four Mississippis. Yeah. You're like a little kid.
Four
Mississippis,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. And four Mississippis, that's like 20 real-time seconds. That's right, a long right, yeah. Time.
One
yeah,
Mississippi. Yeah. Those two Mississippis
feel like yeah. Years, bro.
Yeah, it was rough. But yeah, you just, I don't know. And then you... The people that scream when you aren't anymore, you're kind of like, yeah, you screamed. There's you kind of are
yeah.
A little resentful of those folks.
Yeah. I want
to because you kind of wish you were that dramatic or like cared that much to right, to scream.
Right. Well,
that.
It's kind of annoying and it's a little embarrassing.
It's that's embarrassing.
The, because when everything turns out to be fine, you right. Feel so stupid.
Right.
Right.
I was so dumb. I was being a dramatic idiot. Like
everyone else will remember you too.
Right.
Right.
Remember that one lady?
Yeah.
She got on her knees and started praying out loud.
Yeah. They're going to remember that yell.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, the Richard Branson. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, man, we've run out of time on this episode.
What?
Yeah. Oh. yes, that is the end of the episode. Maddie is here. Maddie built this entire set.
Yeah.
She's
a set designer.
Thank you for that. I don't know if you want to come on the...
Yeah.
You're,
you're okay.
You do what you want. You don't have to.
You
don't have
come.
To.
Just get in.
Here.
You just like,
sub in.
No,
sub
just
in.
Get
tap
in.
Tap in for Kyle.
Sub in.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Damn.
Oh,
wow.
Maddie? Yeah,
yes.
Weird.
Maddie.
Like,
I know. You're into the void now.
Right.
Welcome to the island.
Right. Into the serververse.
You're into the.
I think the second person, I hear all the editing, so I get to, he watches it all, but I hear it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You show so much love, man.
Yeah, but this yeah. Is a set.
This
so.
Is this
yeah,
what you
built.
Yeah.
Maddie's just like,
right.
We, like, Kyle was editing some video at his place, mm-hmm. And Maddie was just like, you know,
oh.
This could look a lot better. And then you thought of this design, you like showed up with actual prints of the design, which
right.
I thought was very... professional
right.
And
you.
Dope, and then you just busted this shit out in like 2 days,
right.
3 days.
Yeah,
right.
This is wild.
Rush Limbaugh had died, so I was just like listening to all the weird Fox News stuff about that.
Oh yeah, right, right.
And I think I was just like a dad out there, like freaking Rush Limbaugh. Like, God, yeah, he's not a hero.
Did Rush Limbaugh swear this set? I don't. Oh, okay. I know. I just want to.
If she based it off a Rush Limbaugh
right,
set.
Right.
So, pie leaves have like a really wild shape, but mm-hmm. They're, you know, it's like all intersecting like this. So, mm-hmm. I kind of tried to do that for like your, you know, when you say welcome to the island.
Yeah.
And like they could be palms, they could be whatever, but it's supposed mm-hmm. To mimic foliage in like a really geometric mm-hmm. Way, but also sick. Something that could be easily filmed and you could kind of cut off at whatever angle. Mm-hmm. And then I just thought you guys would look great in the bisexual lighting. Yeah. And
oh my
you
God.
Nailed
the
it.
Talks
you
that we had
it.
About the bisexual lighting is.
Absolutely. You named it. Where did you get the moonlight vibe?
Wait,
from
Moonlight. From
yeah.
Moonlight.
So, yeah, from Moonlight, but it's like what?
it's Beechler. It looks like it's Beechler, but Hannah Beechler is one of my favorite production designers. She designed Moonlight, but she also does all of Beyonce's, like, really cool. Like, she did the whole Lemonade series, and then she did Black Panther.
That's hard.
But in terms of, like, when you're choosing colors, like, different skin tones look better on different backdrops, and so much shit is made for white people and looks stupid, but we really needed really pretty jewel tones, like the sofa. And this is your sofa, obviously.
Yeah.
But like picking colors that I knew would look good with existing furniture that you had, and with not my skin tone color.
Right, which is amazing.
Yeah, but
that's a legit problem in Hollywood right now.
Literally,
they can't find people, like even set designers, to compliment. You know, like sets with like marginalized community, like it's a challenge.
Totally. I mean, Hannah Beechler alone, the fact that she got, it was like a $30 million art department budget to manage. And she had done all of Ryan Coogler's earlier things. So she did Fruitvale Station and she did Creed. Mm-hmm. But it says a lot about him that he actually takes his team with him.
Right. Did she do Space Jam?
She did not do Space Jam. She was working on, last I saw, she was working on they're calling it Wakanda Forever, but the new Black Panther movie. But she's a boss, and she did both movies, and I just think she has a better understanding, and women have a really good perception of color depth.
For sure.
Not to get into gender stuff, but men's eyes, rods, and cones have a better perception of contrast.
Interesting.
Wow. That's why guys are more racist.
Neil?
No, but contrast. You get both. You have contrast and color.
Yeah.
So I'll get out of here. I don't know.
I'm going to count you as our second female guest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. We were lacking in that. We needed more.
We are lacking.
For sure. Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
For sure. Thank you guys.
Well, we ran out of space on the memory card.
Cool.
So the video's out.
Great. Wait, should we just keep holding the microphone?
We'll close it. Listen, if you're still listening to this, this is over a black screen, perhaps. Thank you so much for listening to Papaya Night Not News. We'll be back next week. Alan is not here to woo-woo, so Maddie, would you like to...
Yeah.
Woo-woo.
There we go.
Sweet. Excellent. Thanks, everybody.
Papaya Nine Not News with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya Nine Not News
with Neil and Jonas.